It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Thanks for tuning in, like it says, to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here with Sharon Jackson, and this is Chef Nick, and it's time for Let's Eat, every Friday at 3 o'clock. And it's one of these shows that we try to get the listeners to call in and give some comments, ask some questions to our guests. Anyone? And our guests usually give out some gift cards. And today, Nick, will be giving out some gift cards. So what's up, Sharon?
Oh, you know, hey, just it's our final day of the on-air portion of our fall 2020 membership drive.
And you know what? Nick from Albano's gave us food for that.
He's awesome.
He's celebrating it.
I know. Isn't that nice? That's so awesome.
I know. So what's going on with the pledge drive?
Well, we're doing well, and it's great. We appreciate the support that we get from people who, enjoy listening to public radio and that believe that Northwest Indiana needs its own public radio station. And we still have our Managed Health Services, a local health insurance provider.
They're matching.
Are matching the member donations during this show up to $1,000. Today. So we can't leave any of this money on the table. For everybody who calls 877-910-8989 or goes online to lakeshorepublicradio.org/give and becomes a member, a sustaining member. We want you to become a sustaining member, maybe pick an amount that works for your budget that you can afford that you're not even going to miss, whether, you're in the position to do $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can do.
Comes out to 30 cents a day?
Yeah, it comes out to 30 cents a day. And
a gumball.
Yeah.
A gumball.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you're not going to miss it.
It's healthier for your mind.
It's totally healthy for your mind. Yeah. And for your waistline, too. But yeah, for your mind. For your mind. And it's good. I mean, you're supporting public radio, non-biased, credible news.
Which brings around people like Nick Albano's that comes in.
Local voices on the air.
That we talk about their food, about their operations, and then we get free food on top of it. And you, the listeners, if you call in, you get a gift card.
I know, so we all get fed.
Yeah.
But it's good.
To get serious, this is our pledge week, and we really want you to call in. We need you to pledge. We need you to take advantage of the matching funds. And, this radio station, what's great about it is that it's non-biased. You listen. You learn a lot from this station. My mind is grown by just listening to you guys in the morning with Chris Nolte and 1A and the rest that's going on. And I think Northwest Indiana is very fortunate to have a station like this. And we're connected to a TV station, too.
Oh, yes, yes. That's our sister station, Lakeshore PBS.
Yeah, you have nothing like that around here. You have to go to Chicago for that.
Exactly.
Why do that?
And Northwest Indiana has 750,000 people, I think.
We need support.
Throughout all the, Valpo, Munster, Hammond, Gary, Crown Point.
You know, and tonight's one of the big,
all that together, and it's huge.
You know what? Tonight's one of the biggest shows, and that's game night.
Oh, yeah. That is the biggest live radio
endeavor. If we had Oscars here, they'd get an Oscar.
They should. An Emmy.
Yeah. And you know what people I talk to know all about game night, and then afterwards they have they're on TV with game night. And then, they get to promote these kids. I mean, these kids get to talk to some of the correspondents out there, things like that, that they never would be able to do. Never.
That's very true. It's very true. I mean, it's Lakeshore Public Radio and Lakeshore PBS, for that matter, totally life-enriching media.
For the area.
Yeah, for the area and just for everyone. I mean, you feed your mind. It tells you about the world. You get the best of NPR programming. You get local programming, local voices like yourself, local talent here in the region, on the air, talking about successful, talented entrepreneurs.
Good-looking guys Nick over here.
Yeah, exactly. amazing chef. And
oh, yeah. The stuff smells great here.
Yeah.
Sharon, we're getting towards – we're done with the summer season. We're getting into fall.
Yeah.
And my dock fee that I paid to dock our boat,
yeah,
this is it. This is the last day.
You gotta utilize it.
So now we got to take the boat
And we're going to go out to Valparaiso and visit Nick from Albano's.
Let's make the most of it.
Pasta bar in Valpo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been talking about the food, but we're lying. We got to go get him. The food's not here yet. Nick's not even here yet. Let's go get him on there.
We know it's going to smell good.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I think he got. Did you get your squid from this lake then? It was freshly caught by hand. Yeah. Wow. Did you? You didn't use this boat, did you?
Starting up.
Too many holes in this boat. I agree.
Hey, I only drive the best.
That's why you need to donate.
Yeah, you need to donate so we get a better boat here at WLPR.
You guys a little nervous?
Yes. Yes, I am. Because nervous? Like Nick says, there are some holes in a boat, but sometimes the squids come up through there, don't they? Or something like that.
They do.
Oh, I think we sprung a leak.
Yeah, it sounds like we sprung a leak. Well,
get a bucket.
Yeah. So we're pulling up here. I don't even know what. I think they got the Finger Lakes in Valparaiso or something like that. But you're not even close. But we're downtown Valparaiso. And we're visiting Albano's Italian Pasta Bar in Valparaiso with Chef Nick, another Chef Nick, very good name, from Albano's.
Some have said it's cursed.
So we want you to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call, join in the conversation, and Nick will just flip out a gift card so you can try his amazing dishes over at Albano's Pasta Bar. How you doing, Nick?
Beautiful.
Outstanding. It's great to see you.
Oh, it's nice to see you. I mean, the last time you were here was...
It's
when things were normal, like in early March, I think, before everything happened.
I think it's nearing close to a year. It's almost our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, you're at your shop?
No, since I was here. Yeah,
yeah, it's about there. Yeah. It's almost getting close there.
His 1 year anniversary with you.
Yeah, with us.
Me.
Two Nicks together. 1 year.
You're 1 year.
Beautiful.
So how's things going?
Not bad. Not too bad. You know, I think it was very clever that we used a boat in the intro, because that's pretty much what we've been doing as a restaurant, is just trying to stay afloat. You know, the boat has got many holes in it, definitely,
right?
Because we're trying, I mean...
Oh, my God. I've put corks in those holes.
Yeah,
put my towels that I've put in those holes.
First, you start with a finger.
Yeah,
silly
just
putty,
to keep,
yeah,
just to keep it
gum.
All afloat. So for people that are just tuning in that probably maybe didn't hear of you the last time you were here, give us a little background of yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it all started when I was four. No, we're not going to start there. I've been in Valpo. We've had a pasta shop in Valpo that focuses on handmade pasta for about 2 years. We started it 3 years before that, so 5 years altogether in a small town in Chesterton. Everything in our shop is from our heart. So every stitch of pasta is made by hand every single day. We put a lot of effort into giving you the best quality that we can possibly produce. So there's no outside bought food.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our bread that we start you off with,
baked
every single day. We make our own cheese. We make about 100 pounds of fresh ricotta cheese every week.
Oh.
And yeah, we've got about 15, 16 different pastas right now, all hand-shaped. We've got a beautiful team. Everyone puts their heart and soul and a lot of blood and sweat into the mm-hmm. restaurant right now.
So have you always worked with food?
Yeah, I mean, aside,
did you ever divert to something else?
I did. I mean,
nailing, using a hammer and a nail or something.
I was a shoe salesman for a second. you have phases of burnout here and there. I started when I was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's moments where you go, you know what, I need to take about 2 or 3 months off just to clear my head and have a Charles Bukowskian type of mental vacation, I feel like, where you're just trying to put it all together. And I think it's important sometimes to walk away from the thing that you're passionate about so that you can regain that passion. So yeah, I was everything from a sporting goods salesman to a shoe salesman to a party costume salesman. It was all pretty much sales.
Yeah.
So
it's like you really did some soul searching to find where you were at now.
Yeah, a little bit. I've always, dove into hobbies at that mm-hmm. point. So a lot of reading, a lot of writing.
So when you get into something, do you really get into it?
Yeah.
Like you totally consumes you, and then you fizzle all on it at the end?
Almost like if you ever saw the movie The Shining.
Uh-huh.
I turn into I turn into that character.
I hope when I'm
Jack Nicholson.
Is that how it is when you're eating the pasta? You're slippery and you look over at Nick and he's like,
all work, no play makes Nick a very dull boy.
So you've been in the current place you're at for about two years.
Yeah, we're nearing 2 years in November 1st.
Okay, tell us your location.
We are on one of the most beautiful streets in Buffalo.
I agree.
Washington Street, which is right off of Lincoln Way. We're pretty close to the courthouse, and we are surrounded. I think last time I was in, I was bragging about how it's very much an artisan block.
Oh, yeah.
So starting with Old World Market, which focuses on sourcing
some
of
the in there.
Best quality, mm-hmm. you know, products in Valpo. And then you work your way down. You've got Aftermath Cidery mm-hmm. That makes their own cider. It's very unique. We've got Mediterranean right to our right.
I had her Domadas, which are stuffed grape leaves.
They were good. Outstanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a really neat block. Everyone is very food-minded or, you know, craft-minded, where they're putting their entire heart into their business. They're there every single day. It's a really unique block.
You know, the block also, because I've said this before, I think it's probably one of the, in the square there, it's probably one of the prettiest blocks there are.
Absolutely.
You know, and you guys got lights that are strung across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do they ever close it down so you can have, like, you know, especially now with the virus and everything, they ever close it down so you can have something? They should
no,
do that.
No, but I have romanticized thoughts of...
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
Going to a town hall meeting and just telling them, you know, do away with the 25 parking spots that are on
right.
that street. Close it down. And there's neighboring cities that are trying to really promote restaurants right now or small businesses where, obviously, we want to be... you know, we want to be conscious of social distancing and we want to be conscious of, you know, public safety. And I feel like the best, or maybe not the best, but one way to do that would be to close that street off and maybe do some al fresco dining.
I agree 100%.
I feel like collectively as a city, it would bring us more together. It would create more of a sense of community.
Yeah, put some planters down the middle, some tables.
Really give something unique to the town.
And if the city can have like an acoustic guy out there playing.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be a great time.
Or if they don't want to spend the money, I've got a great singing voice, Nick.
You do.
I do.
I can't see that.
You want to give us a sample?
I haven't.
He doesn't have a song in mind.
Yeah, I don't have a song. I can't do that.
Folks, if you want to hear Nick sing, and that's not me, what's your last name? Is it Albano?
It's Albano.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear Nick Albano sing, call in 769-9577.
I specialize in Billy Joel.
Do you?
No.
Piano man?
No.
Can you do a little piano man? It's 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Give everyone a feeling of the inside of your restaurant. Since we're on radio, we're trying to draw a picture here.
Small, cold. We actually modeled the inside to look like Guantanamo Bay.
No, folks. Actually, it's got a lot of earth. I'm going to tell the truth. It's got a lot of earth tones. Got a lot of wood.
Yeah.
It's very warm.
It
very
is
like
warm.
Rustic.
It's dim. Uh-huh. We're trying very, very, very hard not to be, you know, a shiny box, which a
right.
lot of restaurants
right.
put a lot of money into, and then they pass the cost on uh-huh. to the customer. So what we're trying to let speak first and foremost is the food,
mm-hmm.
and also the hospitality. That's been my. I mean, that's the heart of our business mm-hmm. is how we put ourselves into each dish. So what we really try to do is create a very warm atmosphere. It's minimalistic for sure. It's mm-hmm. bare bricks, wood, you know, very simple light fixtures. They're on dimmers, so it gets pretty warm and cozy at night. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect place to cuddle up to a big bowl of steaming pasta.
Or your partner.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that kind of place reminds me like... a place you would go on a first day or anniversary where you would sit there. I mean, really sucking up the atmosphere. I mean, it's a really nice, warming place. And just have like a bottle of Chianti. I mean, that's what it reminds me of. Is this, you know, the good Italian food, all homemade. I mean, Sharon, you could smell the food through here.
I smelled it. And I'm tasting it.
It is. It's terrific.
It's speaking to me.
Nick does.
I paid the money to say that.
No, he didn't. He worked. He does a fan. We're like opposites. We're both Nicks, but I'm telling the truth. He does a fan.
It's like Bizarro Batman. I'm Bizarro Nick.
He does a fantastic job. And I encourage everyone to visit him. You know, I really do. So, but we want you to call in 769-9577 and get a gift card from Albano's Pasta Bar out of Valparaiso. And it's on Washington Street, right?
Right on Washington,
definitely
22.
Definitely want to call in.
Now, you have any outdoor seating?
We do. We've got a very spacious, I think we max out at about 10 to 12 seats outside. So it's
is that right out front?
It's right out front.
Okay. But do you share it with the other people, like Mediterranean or anything?
Right now, no. It's just the space that's been allocated right in front of our restaurant, which
okay.
is very tiny.
Uh-huh.
But what we have been known to do, we get very creative. I've brought tables out from inside. So very European, mm-hmm. Very rustic.
I like that.
I mean, we're at about 75% capacity right now. So a restaurant that usually holds about 35, 40 people max, we're at about 25. So we have to get creative.
Mm-hmm.
And we've literally brought tables out from the restaurant and kind of lined the sidewalks with them on busy nights.
Mm-hmm.
Just
because you can't use them in the restaurant. Cause you're trying...
Yeah. Yeah. So we found ways to kind of adapt and make it work.
So the virus hit. What was going through your mind? Did you, like me, ushering people out of the restaurant? What did you do?
We stayed calm and we waited for official word on what we were supposed to do. But, I mean, just like anything, when you hear the bell sound, you start to prep yourself a little bit mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a game plan in my head on how we're going to continue. And... yeah, like I said, I think first and foremost it was just stay calm. Let's focus on the things that we can still do for now, and then I mean just like baseball or any other sport, you adapt on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what
you,
we did.
Did you guys shut down at all?
We actually stayed open the entire time.
And you don't have any kind of like pickup window or anything.
We don't.
So how did you handle that?
So we went from a bustling dining room one night to the next day just to go all day. And for about 2 weeks, we stayed afloat. It was hard. We cut staff tremendously. I think we were down to about two other people plus myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hit our stride. I mean, when the entire city is shut down with you and dining in options are completely stripped, people still have that need, I think, for... I think ordering takeout or going to a restaurant is a source of comfort.
Right.
And I feel like that was a time where everyone is definitely in freakout mode and they reach towards their favorites to find comfort.
Mm-hmm.
So we were lucky enough to, like I said, we full dining room one night, struggled for about 2 weeks, and then we really hit our stride afterwards. We opened up delivery. We got really creative.
Now, did you ever use like a Grubhub or any of those guys?
We didn't. We kept it all in-house.
That's good idea.
A lot of times I was making the deliveries myself, mm-hmm. and having very long 20-minute conversations with each customer, which honestly I loved because it was connecting with the people that were keeping us afloat again. It was almost like going out and touching the tables. You know, as a restaurant owner, that's very important to establish that customer owner relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was our reach to be able to do that. And it turned out to be a kind of fun time for us.
Did you ever, you feel like you gained customers?
I feel
you think
like
you impressed some people that never tried you and they like, hey,
I don't think I've ever impressed anyone.
No, you believe
ask,
me.
Ask my family.
I think the food's almost gone already.
I'm sitting here impressed.
It's very small portions. That's why it's almost gone. But, I do think that we did grow our customer base a little bit. There is, I mean, the essence of our restaurant is letting the food speak for itself and us treating the customers who come in almost like their family.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant is pretty much it's a version of the family table that I grew up around,
and mm-hmm.
the idea of moving it to Valpo and reaching out to the community was. To kind of offer a little bit of my family to Valpo. So I think going door to door like that, it really did help strengthen our business. It helped branch out a little bit more and get our name out there even more from when we were just operating as normal.
Because they've seen you.
Yeah.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Thanks for joining us. We're sitting here with Nick Albano from Albano's Pasta Bar out of Valparaiso, right on Washington Street. He makes everything from scratch, basically a Mediterranean flair. He brought a lot of great food in here.
Yeah, I definitely want to ask him about everything he brought in here, because I tried a little bit of everything.
But we want people to call in.
It's delicious.
769-9577, 769-9577. And Nick has brought us some gift cards from Albano's Pasta Bar out of Valparaiso for you to try his delicious food. So, Sharon, what do you want to ask him? What food do you want to ask him about?
Can you go through everything that you brought in?
Yeah, absolutely. The bread comes out of a package.
No, it doesn't.
No, Nick. These guys kills me.
The meatballs are frozen. So it's very,
slaughtered somebody yourself.
Very simple today. I was a little pressed for time. I just left lunch service, and I go, I gotta bring him food.
Yeah, you have to. Even though I had lunch service, I ate nothing. This is what I'm gonna eat.
Yeah. I'm thinking about you. Don't worry.
Thank you.
But just like in the restaurant, we started you guys off with some fresh baked bread. It came out of the oven about an hour and a half ago, and it's kind of spongy. It's a high hydration dough, which if anybody geeks out about baking percentages, the percentage of water in this dough, it's a very liquidy dough, and sometimes it gives our staff fits mm-hmm. to work with. But if you've ever had like traditional ciabatta bread, mm-hmm. which is kind of what this is. It's an offspring of ciabatta and focaccia. It becomes very spongy, and it's almost perfect for sopping up and absorbing sauces. So if anybody is a like bowl goblin and they completely...
Just like me.
I sop up every single sauce with their bread. This bread is perfect for it. It's very absorbent. It's a little spongy, and then we use a little bit of sea salt, which we actually stole from this great pizza place in Chicago that I used to love. Shout out to Great Lakes Pizza. They're no longer in business, but we sea salt the top. And it's very addicting. A lot of people can just come in and eat bread and meatballs and salad. And
did you create that bread for sopping up the sauce?
It was about 10 years in the process, maybe even a little bit longer, and it was just for that purpose. A little gift from our heart that we start off each diner with. And if you have any left over at the end, we always refill it. But if you have any left over, it's perfect for sopping up those sauces. Mm-hmm. Moving on is probably our next bestseller, our Mommy Mom's Meatballs.
So you call these are sort of like your signature items.
Yeah, good. Kind of. And then there's a few in there that are maybe transitioning onto the fall menu that we're about to swing out. But like I said, it's a very small menu. We usually keep about half seasonal and then half items that people would riot if we took them off. So we're talking short rib tortellini, chicken tortellini, rabbit tortellini right now has been very popular. I think I brought that in last time. Things like that. And then we try to get a little bit more creative with the seasonal side. But moving on, it's Mommy Mom's Meatballs. They're meatballs that are modeled after the meatballs that I ate growing up. They're very tender. They're very delicate when they come out of the oven at the restaurant. You can usually cut them with a spoon or a fork.
Now, are they a mixture of beef and pork, or what's the meat?
So we use grass-fed beef,
okay.
And we've played around with the ratios a little bit. They started grass-fed beef, and then this beautiful pork that we were getting from a farm out in Couts, Acorn Acres, if mm-hmm. I can give them a plug.
Sure.
And it's beautiful products. We try to let that first and foremost just shine mm-hmm. and not do too much to it. But we've since moved on and changed the recipe a little bit, because some people can do pork, some people can't do pork. Mm-hmm. Some people are gluten-free, some people are not gluten-free. So these meatballs are completely gluten-free. They are 100% grass-fed beef. And like I said, they're one of our most popular things on the menu, so I had to bring them. They get topped with a little bit of whipped ricotta that we make in-house. And some micro arugula and micro basil that we usually get from Cager's Farm out in North Judson. They're some of our best friends. salad that I brought today is a shaved Brussels sprout salad, which has been very popular, but there's a lot of bold flavors going on, so it's not for everyone. But we start with shaved Brussels sprouts, golden raisins that are soaked in verjus or lemon juice to kind of plump them up a bit. And then we add shaved pecorino cheese and a little bit of olive oil, and we start massaging the shaved pecorino into the Brussels sprouts. And some of the whey in that pecorino cheese starts to come out and thickens that very light lemon vinaigrette. And it coats and it gives you a very creamy vinaigrette. And then we add toasted cauliflower, a little bit of sweet potato fresh out of the oven, and avocado, a little bit of yogurt on top. And it's a very hearty, very sustaining salad. It's perfect for this time of year when the weather's getting a little bit colder. The two pastas that we brought were a sugar snap pea tortellini with a shrimp bolognese. That pasta is stuffed with a mixture that we call a pisto in the restaurant, which is sugar snap peas, mint, garlic, pecorino cheese, and a little bit of olive oil that we spin into almost like a pesto consistency.
Okay.
And then we stuff that inside of the pasta. So when you bite in, it's a burst of just sweet and salty.
Wow.
And then it's the perfect vehicle.
My head's spinning.
Yeah, you're very descriptive. I really like how descriptive
it's not,
you are.
It's not that impressive. But it's a perfect vehicle for the way that we sauce it, which is, again, very light sauce. It's olive oil, garlic in a pan, a little bit of shallot, white wine. We reduce it. Lemon, we reduce it further. And then we take these beautiful saltwater shrimp, and we send them through our meat grinder, which is a little bit different.
That is different.
And we add that to the pan, kind of break it up a bit. And then, like any good Italian chef, we add handfuls of butter. Not really, but a little bit of butter. That's more of a French thing
right.
than an Italian
they
thing.
They add butter to everything.
But France is very close, so yeah. we can play with our friends. It's okay. so we add a little bit of butter, and we make this very light, what the French would call beurre blanc, but this is more of a white wine sauce. Mm-hmm. But it's very light. It's lighter than your traditional bolognese, and it's shrimp base, and when you grind that shrimp, you get little bits of that shrimp in every single bite. It perfumes the white wine a little bit more than just keeping them full.
That's a better way than using shrimp base.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're making your own shrimp base, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're putting saltwater shrimp through a meat grinder.
Yeah.
It sounds like
wow. Yeah, I mean, but it's like
don't get on my bad side, because
known
to put other things through the meat grinder, too.
Folks, if you want to try 70 dishes,
you look like a pretty
give us a
character.
Call at Let's Eat 769-9577. 769-9577. We're talking with Nick from Albano's out of Valparaiso, Albano's Pasta Bar. Give us a call, and he's got some gift cards if you got a good question for him. Go ahead. What else did you bring in?
Oh, the last dish isn't on the menu yet, but it's something that we've been toying around with, and it is a little different.
It's
very different. Uh-huh. So it's squid ink. This is tonarelli on the menu. It's probably going to be garganelli. And for everyone listening, they're like, what is he saying? These are foreign words. And they are. They're Italian. They're
but
very
is,
foreign.
Is squid ink, isn't that more of an Oriental thing? Are you fusing that into a little bit or no?
It could be. It's used in the Mediterranean too.
Octopi,
I guess is the plural. Very prevalent in the Mediterranean Sea. So you see it over there quite a bit, but you're absolutely right. It could be very Eastern as well, or Western, depending on where you are, I suppose. But
so how do you get this ink out of the squid?
We squish it.
Oh, okay.
That's their
poison. What is the ink? How did the squid use it for? What is it used?
It's usually used. I'm not the smartest
squid
guy in the world ever.
You talked to SpongeBob about this, I bet you. Go ahead.
Remember the movie Finding Nemo?
You inked.
You made me ink.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And that's what we did. So we sourced out Nemo. Nemo is actually, we hit him up on Twitter. And we asked him if we could have some of the ink from that movie. And he ships us like a 5-pound container every week.
Bet you pay top dollar for that stuff.
Nemo's a good friend, so he doesn't charge us too much.
So you actually extract the ink out of it?
We don't in
house. Oh, so you do get a
little bit.
It's probably messy though.
It is, but we get it from
a
specialty food company.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like ink. And sometimes when we run out, we've got ball like gel pens.
Get out of here.
If you've ever been in school and you chew on your pens and it explodes. Sorry.
I never had one explode on me, but I used to chew on my pens.
Well,
you know what's interesting?
Very nostalgic, the flavor. Yeah.
You know what's interesting? At Albano's, you guys are making everything from scratch. And you're really, it's all intensive work.
It really is.
I mean, you're probably used to it by now, but it is all like prep intensive. So you have a busy night. Is it as much as you make? If you run out, you run out?
Okay. Yeah. And
folks, you need to call in 769-9577 before he runs out of squid ink.
Or run out of words.
Yeah.
Get me now.
No. So is that how it works in your restaurant?
It does. We do try very hard not to run out of a lot of our popular items that are normally ordered, but we do run out quite often, and it's a tough concept to pass along to diners. A lot of times people get angry.
I know. See, like you angry. And I talk to some places that do their own like smoking, you know, like they do their own pork and ribs and all They say, you know, because the process is hours and hours and hours, they're guessing. So when they run out, they run out. And people got to realize, if you want something fresh and good, it just doesn't sit there for days and wait for you.
Exactly. And our menu isn't very bulky, but for the amount of handmade products that are on it, I mean, which is everything, it is very labor intensive, and it's a very hard thing to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
In this region right now.
It's an art.
When we run out, we run out.
Mm-hmm.
So we try, but it's not perfect. We do run out.
So how much of your pasta do you do mechanically, and how much do you do by hand? Meaning, like, do you pump your pasta to make fettuccine noodles? The only thing that comes out of it... You see the people
an extruder,
stretch it and make their own?
Well, that's...
That's a whole other
So
art,
my,
right?
my first spot in Chesterton, about 5 years ago, very small budget.
Yeah.
I was dirt poor.
Right.
I had no money.
I see all the jewelry on you now, you rich man.
I know. I just bought this grill. Do you like it? before I was just raining this wealthy presence.
You were working on hot plates, you were telling me, weren't you?
Yeah, we were working off of hot plates. I was doing every single pasta with a rolling pin.
Wow.
And I think I told you last time, I was too good looking. My arms got huge. And I was a distraction for all the female customers that would come in because I would just roll out pounds of pasta dough every single day.
This guy's beefy.
And they couldn't eat because of it?
No. They were drooling, but not because of the food.
Yeah.
it must be tough on you.
Who do we got on the line there?
I've since let that go.
Keith, he wants to ask about specialties that you're going to have coming up and hours and,
Keith,
and all kinds of stuff.
Are you there?
Keith?
Hello.
Where are you calling out of, Keith?
I'm calling out of Alpo.
All right. You're right down the street. So we got a question for Nick here.
What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing, Nick? I'd heard you once before on Lakeshore, and I wanted to stop by, but we've been a couple of times. But with COVID going on, can't always get in. But
right.
I wondered what kind of specialties you might be looking forward to towards the end of the month.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what your hours are, if you'd repeat your hours, please.
Sure. Yeah, those are two really good questions. And first, I'd like to thank you for supporting us during COVID. It was a very scary time for the restaurant, and we appreciate the, mounds of support that we received from everyone in the community, including you. Second, hours are... We've changed a little bit. We used to stay open until about 10. Right now we've reduced it to 8.
That's what I did too. I ended up adjusting too.
So we're 11:30 to 8. We're still kind of prime for lunch. That's not our busy time. Dinner around 6 to 8. We're normally hit pretty heavy. But yeah, like I said, it's 11:30 to 8 right now, Tuesday through Saturday, and then Sunday, which is why I look the way I do.
Yeah.
I have to reserve it for the actual Jesus. And then Monday we're off. We do a lot of prep on Monday. We make most of the cheese that day. We make a lot
of
pasta.
So even if you're off, that's your prep day. That's a big prep day.
That's a huge prep day.
Okay.
So I promise I'm not having a good time my 2 days off. There's still a lot of work involved at the restaurant. But as far as the fall menu goes, a few of our salads are going to go away. We're going to reintroduce chorizo stuffed dates. We make our own chorizo in-house. I don't know if you've had those. They are one of my favorite things. And sometimes we put them on and we tease people and then we take them away and then we put them back on and then we take them away. But we make our own chorizo in-house. Again, we start with the really good pork from Acorn Acres. And we stuff them inside these giant, fudgy, moist, just a fun word to say on air, medjool date. And then we wrap them in thick applewood smoked bacon. And then we just kind of let them bathe in a little hot tub of piquillo pepper and tomato sauce. And the piquillo pepper is a little,
I was going to say, Keith, doesn't it sound like you're at a health spa or something? Like you should...
we actually do sell memberships monthly. It's $25. It's pretty affordable.
Seriously?
No.
No.
Oh. Hey, really?
Keith, have you ever been to Albino's?
Yeah, no. We've attempted a couple of times, but that's why I was double checking the hours, because sometimes we've been and they were just packed, evidently righteously so. And other times we just picked the wrong hours, evidently, or the wrong day.
Well, if you came in the past, we used to have a bouncer outside, and fashion is a very big thing, as you can tell, I'm wearing a hoodie covered in flour. But if you weren't dressed aesthetically,
I thought the glitter velvet rope was really a nice touch.
The bouncer didn't like it. So next time, try something more traditional, and then maybe we'll let you in.
All you gotta do is get up to that door and say, "You know, Nick."
At this point, we're friends.
Do you say
I know the beefcake guy rolling the pasta.
You know. You know what we're going to do? Nick gave me a gift card to give to you for Albino's Pasta's Bar out of Valparaiso right on Washington Street, and we're going to mail that out to you, Keith.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for tuning in, and thanks for listening.
Nice talking, Keith.
All right. Good luck to you all. Stay safe.
Thank you. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We got maybe 20 minutes left, and we're here with Nick from Albino's Pasta Bar out of Valparaiso. Exciting food, a great place. It's a beautiful atmosphere, beautiful street to visit. Valparaiso is very vibrant right now. It's a place to go, place to be. So, Nick,
I agree with that.
Yeah, it is.
Valpo is really kind of blowing up. I feel like, I mean, not to cut you off, I feel like a jerk now. but I feel like a lot of my cooking experience came from Chicago. And I try very hard to downplay it in Valpo and try to introduce like homey flavors and no snootiness whatsoever. But we've been seeing a lot of Chicago play coming over this way, especially because of that virus, you know, people moving out of the cities. And I feel like our food scene in Chicago and our small business scene or our food scene in Valpo, I'm sorry, and our small business scene in Valpo is on the brink of a pretty big explosion, positive one, hopefully, because of it. So it is a pretty exciting time, I think.
Is winter different than summer there?
It is. You know, that's the difference between coming from Chesterton and moving to Valpo. Chesterton was very hot, not because it was the summer, but hot in terms of a lot of people were there during the summer because we were right by the beach.
Right.
So we'd see a lot of tourists. We'd see, you know, a lot of families coming in. Valpo is close enough, but I feel like it's more city people, more town people, you know, surrounding neighborhood people. More so than out-of-towners. That said, I think the population in Valpo is kind of growing exponentially, and it's going to do wonders for, you know, every restaurant that's downtown. So,
I want to thank you for listening to us here on Let's Eat. We got Sharon Jackson, me, Chef Nick, and we got Nick from Albino's Pasta Bar out of Valparaiso, right on Washington Street. And we want you to call in 769-9577, ask Nick a question, and Nick will give out a gift card. You get a lot of, you know, they got that ice skating rink and stuff like that. You got people coming in with their ice skates and throwing them down, and you get a lot of pull from that, you think?
We do here and there. Winter kind of benefits us because pastas like stick to your
right.
And a lot of our pastas aren't all that heavy. But I think we're fighting that perception where if you go to Albano's Pasta Shop, it's, you know, you're going to leave feeling bloated or super carb heavy. Mm-hmm. And it's very attractive in the winter. That's usually when people want to eat that type of stuff. So winter, we're not bad. We do get a lot of play from the ice skating rink. But I think more so it's a lot of to-goes. It's,
yeah.
Our food is cozy up to your partner type of food. Mm-hmm. You know, order a fusilli with pork shoulder ragu, something that's very hearty, something that's very comforting and soul-soothing.
What proteins do you offer there? What meats do you offer?
Not a whole lot.
I mean, you have. Do you do lamb at all?
No, but we have in the form of meatballs before, and they've always sold very well. But again, I'm kind of tricky. Sometimes I put them on, sometimes I take them off. This new fall menu, to go back to Keith's question, we are going to have some more braised meat pastas, so like a goat ragu going with roasted turnips and Fresno chilies and a little bit of house-made mascarpone cheese. But the protein is usually in the form of accompaniment to the pasta. We don't have too many dishes on the menu right now that are just protein-focused. We do have a crispy skin salmon with very simple charred veggies, avocado hummus, a little bit of spiced yogurt with sumac. And it's kind of modeled after a home meal that I had when I was a kid, just like mom's salmon that she would put on the grill.
People are watching you cook, right? You have an open kitchen.
Yeah, we have a completely open kitchen.
Beautiful place, Sharon. I mean, he downplays it, but if I lived in Valpo, that would be a place I would be visiting more often. And I didn't have into my own restaurant, too. You
know? I'm going to make it a point to go sometime. Your dining room, okay, so... You said you have outside seating as well.
We've got a little bit of outdoor seating.
You can still sit inside.
I can always seat you in the bathroom too. We've got a few TV trays.
Awesome.
that's where we keep our VIP guests. Emphasis on the P in VIP. But it's very small right now. We can seat about 25. It's first come, first serve. We've done away with any reservations.
I was going to ask you about that. You know, you're so talented. You're a very talented guy.
Okay.
I'm sure you've been trained by some people and you're probably self-taught. You do any contests? You ever involve yourself in any of that kind of stuff?
Somebody put my name out to be on Chopped a long time ago. Food Network, if you're listening to this.
Please
contact me. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. But no, I've kind of, and it's...
You're like me. You don't.
I kind of like to stay under the radar a little bit. We've got a little tiny sign up.
There's some people that just love to big spotlight on their head, and it's me. And there's other people that don't do that.
Let's go back to when I was four. Like I started this off, and I think if you want to dive into the psyche of who I am, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go there. But no, for whatever reason, I do like to downplay it a little bit and just let everything speak for itself. That's what my dad taught me when I was a kid.
Be humble. Be a little humble.
Yeah, I was big into sports when I was a kid, and my dad always taught me. He was my coach. He goes, let your play speak for you.
Right.
Don't speak for yourself. Let what you do speak for you. And I've kind of taken that everywhere I go in life.
Don't you think your food's yelling, though? I think it's very good.
My food is quiet.
You know,
it doesn't like to yell.
You know, I was going to ask you.
Go online and look at it.
My food is a woman. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It is beautiful. I've seen it.
Okay, so excuse me. Last time you were here, I'm trying to remember, did you say you were self-taught? Because, I mean, you sound like somebody who went to school. Because you're very descriptive and creative.
I went to school a little bit, but a lot of it is self-taught. And I feel kind of icky using that word because a lot of it's from my mom. A lot of it's from my grandma. A lot of it's from my family. We used to have these giant, you know, family parties where everyone's cooking. It's things that I've picked up in books. I used to read a lot of books. I still do. But it's just taking little bits from people that have taught me. So it's more of a trade for me. I mean, it's definitely an art form for
me.
But it's a trade in the sense that you're picking up from people that are teaching you. And been flaky enough over the years to go from restaurant to restaurant to restaurant to restaurant to restaurant on purpose.
You don't want to look at my resume.
Oh,
it's the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's how you learn.
Look at
you
now. It's good, though.
Yeah, you learn all these techniques from all these amazing people.
That made the mistakes.
And you learn the game, and then you adapt the game mm-hmm. to your own specifications. So that's how I've looked at it. But I went to school for a little bit, and then I dropped out because, as my parents put it, I'll never amount to – I'm just kidding. No, my parents were actually very, 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 very supportive. And my mom is in the restaurant 5 days out of the week pretty much. My dad used to come in from work all the time and just help out anyway. He would do dishes mm-hmm. on the weekends. So I've had a lot of family support, a lot of people watering the seed that was kind of planted inside me, I guess, to see it grow into what it is now.
Folks, we got about, 9 minutes left of the show? It already went by real quick. So if you want your input, give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. We're sitting here with Nick from Albano's Pasta Bar out of Valparaiso, right on Washington Street. And, Nick, we didn't talk too much about these things, but do you have soups? Do you have desserts? I mean, do you carry any of those items?
We do have desserts. Mom makes all of them.
Mm-hmm. Are they Italian? Is that the flair, or is it?
No, and we don't really we don't really market ourselves as an Italian restaurant.
So how would you describe yourself then?
Nick. Nick. No. Not you, Nick. Me, Nick.
No, that Nick.
It's really just food that kind of hits the comfort zone of my heart. So it's not necessarily Italian, but definitely Italian food is very near and dear to me. We're using pasta as the vehicle. And again, it is, we take a lot of influence from Italy, but we also take a lot of influence from things that are grown around us. So we mm-hmm. do work hand in hand with a lot of farmers. And when you're using, Midwestern produce and products, you're not going to have traditional Italian or traditional Italian American dishes. You're going to have, versions of those. So, our motto is to take a few ingredients and to not mess them up.
Simple.
Keep it simple, which mm-hmm. is very much the Italian way of cooking as well. Just get the best of the best ingredients and let those ingredients speak for themselves, which, again, has been, a saying and a phrase that's been very near and dear to me my entire life. So we try to do the same thing with the food. It is Italian in spirit and in heart, mm-hmm. but it's very Midwestern in products. So mm-hmm. it's Midwestern Italian, kind of, sort of.
Have you traveled to Italy?
I've got Travel Channel on my TV. I've got a lot of books. If any caller today wants to fund that trip, I have a GoFundMe page for. I'm just kidding.
I have been to Europe. I have been to Greece, and your place has that outdoor cafe feel to it. It really does. It has that fresh feel. So does the place next to you too.
Right. I've never been to Italy, but I have traveled Europe a little bit. And when I did go. That's very much the theme too. Is just
right, simple, fresh,
simple,
fresh,
yep.
fun, lighthearted. I mean, that's how I kind of describe Albano's pasta bar.
Yeah.
So back into desserts. What's your biggest selling dessert?
My mom's honey lavender cheesecake has got a cult following.
Wow, that sounds really good.
It's amazing. And again, she does everything. And we do run out pretty frequently. It's one dessert that we just cannot keep in stock. Mm. And people get angry and they go, why don't you have it? And I tell them it's because my mom is lazy. And
I hope she's not listening.
What's your mom's name?
Usually I say that when she's not. My mom's name is Mom. I hope she is listening. I love you, Mom. But we do run out quite often. People get angry.
Yeah.
And a lot of restaurants, and it's not a bad thing at all, they sometimes will buy in desserts. And we do try to emphasize every single thing that we sell does come from the heart, and we do by hand every single day. So when we run out, we do run out. But the desserts are very simple. Like I said, there's a chocolate ganache cake that's got zucchini worked into it right now to lend a little moisture to the cake, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful cake. But it's so simple, and it's one of the cakes that I grew up on. Like every mm-hmm. summer, my mom would have zucchini exploding out of the garden. And I was fat, so I wouldn't eat anything that wasn't cake. And my mom's like, he's got to eat vegetables. So she would start incorporating the zucchini into the cake. And it was genius because zucchini cooks, it's mostly water. If you've ever had a zucchini, you mm-hmm. notice how much water is actually in it.
It's like 80% or something.
Yeah, it's like 80, 90%, something like that. And
did you grow up here?
I did, yeah. Okay. Well, Chesterton. Okay. But it makes a beautiful cake, and that's, like I said, there was a birthday cake sometimes. That was a once-a-week summer cake. And it's great to have it on the menu. It's part of my childhood. So it's a very simple dessert menu. She'll change it with the seasons too, but her specialty right now is cheesecake mm-hmm. or any other type of cake.
So how about any kind of alcohol? Do you offer any wines or beers?
We used to, but I drink it all. It's very strange. It's tough times we're in
right
now.
You felt strange, huh?
The economy is weird. I don't know. No, we keep it very basic. We've got a beer and wine license, and uh-huh. we've got a lot of dedication to craft beers. If that's anyone's thing out there, you can definitely come in for that. I think we've got about 15 to 20 on the menu right now, so quite a few. And then the wines, we put a lot of dedication into learning, affordable wines, but we've got some really good ones for the price as well. So a lot of imports, a lot of
doing the local, like from the wine trail, anything like your neighbor across the street. Do you grab any meat from her?
We don't, but we do try to promote them as much as possible. We do put a lot of focus into trying to find wines that match the food perfectly, mm-hmm. and we do have a very small, like 6 red, 6 white, a few sparkling on the menu, and that'll change every once in a while. So
catering,
we do a lot of that.
Okay,
yeah,
is it pickup, delivery, drop off, service?
We do a lot of drop off. We do a lot of delivery. We've done is. Big of catering orders for like 500 people,
wow.
which with our small facility kind of maxes us out. I think we've got one this week at 9 people. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like I said last time, I'm pretty much a yes man. I uh-huh. will try to say yes to as much as I can, regardless of price or amount of people. I just want to feed people. That's it.
So any exciting future plans, expansions, anything like that? Or you're holding tight, happy with what you are?
I am happy with where I am. I've got a million ideas in my head that I would love to start branching out and I guess actuating some of the ideas. But at the moment, I think it's just surviving what we have in front of us and trying to pass along, the best quality food and service to our community without it becoming too much of a self project where I want to do this, I want to do that. Right now it's more of what can I do for others instead of what can I do for myself.
Quick second, 2 questions.
Yeah.
Well, 1 question.
Go.
Do you ever sell any of your stuff like pastas and sauces and stuff like that, like in a mason jar, the sauce, the pasta?
We do have a small menu that you can take sauce to go. You can take pasta frozen, packaged to go. And then during these tough times, we've also been selling hugs and kisses. It's like a kissing booth. $50 a kiss and $20 a hug. That's a joke.
I ain't kissing you. You got a beard and mustache. We got a minute left. You got about 30 seconds. I know it went by fast. You got 30
really
seconds.
Did.
Why don't you think give your message to your fans out there?
We love you guys. Thank you so much for all your support and for helping us grow. We're going on 2 years, and it seems like this year we've grown leaps and bounds despite everything around us. And you guys have helped us grow, too, as people and as a restaurant from your support. So it's just a very simple thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on, Nick.
Absolutely. No, this is always
Nick,
a lot of fun.
And you'll be on again. I want to thank Nick from Albano's Pasta Bar out of Valparaiso, right on Washington Street. Quaint little place. Great food. Everything made from scratch. I mean, everything, even the water. So I encourage you to visit. I encourage you to listen to Game Night tonight with Wayne and Tommy. They got all the local games going on. And I'll see you next week. Yasu!